I just love the idea that one day, you know, we're not going to have to rely on humans to do everything, right? Like redundant tasks, we can just make a robot do it, they won't complain, and they'll do it faster.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Robot Industry Podcast. We're glad you're here, and thank you for subscribing. I'm Jim Beretta, and our guest for this podcast is Alicia Alfira. And Alicia works at Ethos Automation, and actually we're on site here at Ethos because they're real close to me in Brantford, Ontario. Alicia, welcome to the podcast, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Alicia, was there an influence in your life that led you to engineering?
Nothing in particular, I'd say, but growing up, I'd always been a very hands-on kid, you know, always wanted to know how things worked and stuff. And then as I got into high school, I learned, like, you know what, the STEM subjects, these are my interests. I like knowing that there's a quantitative answer to everything, and I got, you know, more hands-on experience, and then that led me to going to school for engineering.
And so you were probably one of those kids who took apart all their toys and wanted to see what's working.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, it was always Hot Wheels, Legos, like chemistry kits, all that stuff.
Oh, that's great. And so did your co-op experiences help you to find your interests more clearly or help you figure out what you didn't want to do?
Yeah. So when I first entered engineering, first year was very like just generalized. You kind of got a taste of all the different strains, and you could choose, you know, in your second year what you want to do. Originally, I thought I wanted to do biomedical engineering. I learned real fast that was not what I wanted to do after taking a little field trip to a biomedical lab. Wasn't my cup of tea. So yeah, actually in my third year, so after third year, between that and fourth year, I ended up getting a co-op placement at a tier one manufacturing facility. And that's where I actually met my boss, Peter. And yeah, I learned really quickly that manufacturing is where I wanted to be, and I really thoroughly enjoyed it.
So how long have you been working for Ethos Automation?
So I started here in the summer of 2021, so just over 2 years now.
And did you start off as project manager? Because that's what your role is right now, correct?
Yes, correct. So I did start off as project manager. Honestly, when I was job searching after school, like after graduation, wasn't looking particularly for a project management title, and then this opportunity came to me, and you know what? I'm glad I went with it because I love it.
When I first met you, I thought that you were doing applications engineering because I kind of saw you in all these meetings.
Yeah, I mean, I would use the term project manager very loosely. I have the ability to have my hands on every aspect of a job. I'm there through every step of the way from kickoff all the way till installation at a customer site. So I'd say, yeah, I do a fair amount of applications engineering as well as managing projects.
And so how does being a project manager differ from the other engineering experiences you've had?
So only other engineering experience I had was when I was doing my co-op term. So I was a manufacturing engineering co-op. So it was a lot of due time studies, you know, update these documents. I learned from that. I did not want to have a desk job. I actually enjoyed my time when I was out in the factory floor much more than being in the office.
And so, you probably got a lot of grunt jobs too, being at the tier one place, right?
Honestly, it wasn't so bad, you know. I was just a little co-op kid, so Peter, my boss, would be like, hey, go do this, go do that. And you know what? He thought I wouldn't like it, and I stuck it out, and I actually liked it.
So as a woman in a male-dominated profession and workplace, can you talk about some of the challenges that you've had?
So I haven't had too many uncomfortable situations, luckily. Funny thing, my first day starting here, Peter pulled me aside, and he goes, I want you to know something. You're a girl in a man's world. So I could have taken that two ways. I could have taken it as to be intimidated, or I could have taken it as a challenge. I decided to take it as a challenge and, you know, try to prove to everybody, like, yeah, just because I'm a girl, I can still do what you do, potentially even better.
Excellent. And what advice would you give for young women considering entering engineering or manufacturing?
If I could give them one piece of advice is don't be hesitant when faced with an uncomfortable situation. Take that as an opportunity to learn and grow your knowledge in the industry. Just because you think you can't do it doesn't mean you can't. Just you have to be willing to try.
And you're going into a lot of customers that are very male dominated as well, right? So you have to come in, and not that you have to prove yourself, right? Like you just have to be able to do what you do.
Yeah, so I think it's really important to be able to hold yourself and be confident in what you're dictating to others. I find a lot of times when I'm on site, I'll have crews of like 20 to 30 millwrights, electricians, robot programmers, all that. And the only way that I'm able to help them is if I know what I'm talking about, right? So if you know what you're talking about, I find people respect you very fast.
And you, what do you like about what you do now? Are you like, is there one particular part? You're working with a lot of robots. You're in a lot of, doing a lot of work in automated feeding, material handling, welding.
Yeah, honestly, I just love the ability to be involved in every aspect of a project. You know, I can go and play around with the robots if I wanted to. You know, I can help with the programming. I like to go and wire up tools while they're out on the floor. It's fun.
So you're doing a lot more than project management. You're getting your hands dirty.
Yeah, I love it. We're here today on a Saturday, and I'm out there helping them build tools because, you know, you gotta get it done.
And you guys are very busy right now too, right?
Yes, correct.
And what about Ethos made you want to work there?
So I had originally followed up with Peter when they first started the company. It was just him and the two other owners at the time. He was like, I'm not hiring right now, but you know what? Keep in touch. And if something comes up, I'll let you know. So fast forward about a year and a half later, I get a call from Peter, and him and Calvin took me on board. And honestly, they took me right under their wing. They're always my biggest advocates, and they're always willing to teach me anything that I'm unsure about.
And you're learning all the time. Like I suspect that this is kind of a good mentorship arrangement, whether it's Peter or Calvin or some of the other toolmakers on the floor.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if I'm not sure about something, I can go ask a panel builder like, hey, you know, why did you do this way? Explain to me.
And is there somewhere that you don't like to do? Like, do you stay out of the design office or?
Honestly, yeah, the design reviews can get quite boring. Again, as I said earlier, I'm not one to just sit at a desk all day. So anytime a design review is going past like an hour, I'm zoned out.
And you like, I kind of suspect that you really like the learning part of the automation industry.
Oh, absolutely. It's fantastic.
And so what other things excite you about automation?
I just love the idea that one day, you know, we're not going to have to rely on humans to do everything, right? Like redundant tasks, we can just make a robot do it. They won't complain and they'll do it faster.
And that's very cool. And tell me a little bit about your educational experience.
So in 2018, I started at McMaster University. I did a broad general engineering course, which then I specialized into mechanical engineering. And in my final year, I specialized in manufacturing engineering.
Great. What are you seeing from some of your clients? Because, of course, you're in on some of these applications, right? What are you seeing as some trends in industrial automation?
I'm noticing a lot more customers are coming to us wanting to increase their cycle time and their volumes. They want to be able to increase production. So a lot of times that involves adding robots, and it's awesome.
And what about automated material handling? Like, is this something that's kind of becoming more and more important as kind of we're losing workers or they're not showing up for work?
Oh, absolutely. We actually have a job on the go right now, and it's for cabinet sanding. I know it's a grunt job that a lot of people really don't enjoy doing. So they're trying to automate that now, which is kind of cool.
No, that's really, really interesting and fascinating to find out. And so what kind of maybe hobbies do you have outside of work?
I'm a foodie. I love to cook. I love to bake, barbecue. Love food.
Nice. And if there are some people out there that maybe want to get a hold of you or maybe have an application for automation, they want to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
They can connect with me on LinkedIn. It's just Alessia Alfieri. And I also manage our Ethos Automation LinkedIn page, so they can hit us up there. And we also have our new website that just launched, www.ethosautomation.com.
Well, thank you so much for being with us, Alessia.
Thank you, Jim.
Our sponsor for this episode is Earhart Automation Systems. Earhart builds and commissions turnkey automated solutions for their worldwide clients. With over 80 years of precision manufacturing, they understand the complex world of robotics, automated manufacturing, and project management, delivering world-class custom automation on time and on budget. Contact one of their sales engineers to see what Earhart can build for you at info@earhartautomation.com. And Earhart is spelled E-H-R-H-A-R-D-T. I'd like to thank our partner A3. They're the Association for Advancing Automation. They are the leading automation trade association for robotics, vision and imaging, motion control and motors, and the industrial artificial intelligence technologies. Visit automate.org to learn more. And I'd like to recognize our partner, Painted Robot. Painted Robot builds and integrates digital solutions. They're a web development firm that offers SEO, digital, social marketing, and can set up and connect CRM and other ERP tools to unify marketing, sales, and operations. And you can find them at paintedrobot.com. And if you'd like to get in touch with us at the Robot Industry Podcast, you can find me, Jim Beretta, on LinkedIn. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Be safe out there. Today's podcast was produced by Customer Attraction Industrial Marketing, and I'd like to recognize my nephew Chris Gray for the music, Jeffrey Bremner for audio production, my partner Janet, and our partners A3 Painted Robot, and our sponsor Earhart Automation Systems.